This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Carol Alt about her new book in just a moment. But first, a TV news reporter and her cameraman were shot and killed on live TV in Virginia this week, allegedly by a former co-worker who later died from self-inflicted injuries. WDBJ 7 reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward were killed during a live TV broadcast at a shopping mall in Moneta, Virginia. Parker was conducting an interview at the resort when shots rang out and Parker was heard screaming. The recording showed the gunman dressed in black. Supermodel and TV host Carol Alt is out with a new book. Hello, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Same here. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so your book just came out. It's called A Healthy You, Boost Your Energy, Live Cleaner, and Look and Feel Younger Every Day. It sounds simple as a title, but how do you achieve that?
I know, it does sound simple, but you know, in actuality, it is simple. I think that it's a well-rounded regime that just helps you nutrition-wise, fitness-wise, you know, beautify yourself and to feel better and be happy. And it's been something I've been working on for 20 years, because 20 years ago, I was not any of that. 20 years ago, I was kicked off the set of a project I was working on because I didn't look good. And believe me, that's the last thing you ever want to have happen to you, especially as a model, but certainly as a woman.
So what's the first thing you do to start your day, Carol?
The first thing, you know, is always about food. Food is the most important thing because it's the fuel we run on. It's the way we rebuild our body. It contributes to how we think, how we feel, and how we treat other people. So food for me was the first thing I did. And I changed to a raw diet, which everybody freaks out when they hear raw diet. But raw diet was the easiest thing I ever did. I literally went raw overnight. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that. I was, you know, in need. I was having to do it because I was trying to keep a career together. But I always tell everybody, listen, the easiest way to do it is learn a little something about health and nutrition, which is what this book does. It's all in one spot. Learn a little bit about health and nutrition. Then go out and have fun. Try different foods. Try different things. Learn about what's out there. You know, have your kids involved. Make drinks. Order cookies online. Make, you know, fruit roll-ups in your dehydrator. I mean, it's so much fun. It's absolutely fabulous. You know, for me to start a day is, I start the day basically the same way you do. I like my granola. I like my yogurt. Or I, if I'm in a rush, I need a raw bar to start, something quick to get me going. I just look at how it's prepared. That's the most important part for me. How is it prepared? And I look for everything that is, you know, not cooked. And it's right on the shelves of your supermarket. So anybody tells you that this is hard to do isn't understanding what they have to do.
Talking with Carol Alt, you say shopping at the grocery store, you can be successful if you shop the perimeter. What does that mean?
Well, you're looking for the vegetables, the fruits, the meat, the fishes. You know, you're looking for the fresh foods. In the center of the store is all the cooked, prepared, processed foods. And that's where you get into trouble, because all those cooked and prepared and processed foods have no nutrition. And they're usually, they've got a lot of chemicals in them. So I tell you, you know, work the perimeters and look for the good, healthy, fresh stuff. Look for things in bulk like raw almonds and walnuts and raw dehydrated fruits, things that are healthy for you. And pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, for those of you who so indulge that way.
And tell us about all the things you do with olive oil.
Well, oh my gosh. I mean, olive oil is like the be all end all. And by the way, the Italians do eat a lot of raw foods. They have carpaccio, prosciutto, bresaola, and of course their famous olive oil. I mean, olive oil is a staple in any diet because everything in the body is built from essential fatty acids and essential amino acids. That means it's built from fat. And it's built from proteins. And when you understand that everything is built from the best fats and the best proteins that you could possibly give your body, you're going to go out looking for those best fats and best proteins. So, for example, with olive oil, I mean, I use it, you know, I actually carry olive oil with me. I carry it in my pocketbook in a little bottle with my salt, so I know I can eat anywhere. It's the only concession, really, I made to being raw food is I carry my own olive oil so that I know that I can always have a salad somewhere and my salt so I know that it'll always taste good. But I use it also on my skin. Olive oil is chemical free. When it's cold pressed olive oil, and I hand carry mine back from Italy because that's how much I love the Italian olive oil. But, you know, olive oil is just so good for the body inside and out.
Well, Carol, it looks like a fun book. Everybody should pick up a copy of A Healthy You, Boost Your Energy, Live Cleaner, and Look and Feel Younger Every Day, and you can look like Carol Alt.
Yeah, you'll grow to 6 foot. You'll be skinny as a railing.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you guys for having me on. Oh, thank you so much.
With supermodel, TV host, and author Carol Alt, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The S&S Cycle Tech Line responds to biker questions regarding lifter adjustment.
It seems like it's one of the most common tech calls that we get, you know, misunderstood. How do you adjust and how many flats? And there are several. They all have different thread pitches and they need different amounts of adjustment.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
People have a hard time adjusting lifters. It seems like it's one of the most common tech calls that we get, you know, misunderstood. How do you adjust and how many flats? And there are several push rods on the market and they all have different thread pitches and so they need different amounts of adjustment. It's very confusing to all the techs out there if they're, you know, not savvy to how lifters work and push rods and adjustment. Probably one of the most common errors, I think, when people put in cans and that kind of stuff.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. One summer day, several bored 14-year-olds lowered their pants and mooned oncoming traffic. But just as the sheriff turned the corner, he witnessed Billy mooning a car. He was arrested and charged with misdemeanor indecent exposure. The law reads, any person who lewdly exposes his private parts in a place where other persons are present is guilty of a misdemeanor. So, as you interpret this law, do you think Billy was found guilty of indecent exposure? The final verdict after this. Are cigarettes ruining your life? Miracet is a permanent stop smoking solution. Call 800-942-0965. Only $49.95 with a money back guarantee. That's 800-942-0965. The court stated that the evidence was insufficient that Billy exposed himself lewdly. So, because Billy did not act lewdly by definition, he could not be found guilty. And that's the final verdict.